And for the sake of history and those who listen back, I just wanted to name the present Supreme Court justices and see if you had any interaction. Like Clarence Thomas, he served the longest now, 28 years. Did you ever have back and forth with him?
I sat on moot court with him at Chicago when he was on the D.C. Circuit. That's where I first met him. And I sat with University of Kansas moot court with him after he was a justice. And he came here. He had a connection to Oral Roberts University. He came here to speak one time, called up and asked me if he could come by my chambers, which he did. Sat here and yakked with my law clerks. He's a very friendly guy.
This is interesting. Here is Justice Ginsburg, shy, and she's the first one out there. So you would think that maybe Clarence Thomas was shy, and now you say he's gregarious, but he doesn't ask any questions.
I know. I asked
him.
You
asked him?
I asked him about that. He really didn't want to talk about it. I think the reason he doesn't is because there was all that flap about him when he was up for the position, and it just so offended him that it's now his shtick. And when I talked to him when he was here, I said, it's just your shtick. You know, you're smart. You could ask tons of questions. He gave me a shrug.
So he's carried a grudge for 28 years?
No, I don't think it's a grudge anymore. It's just the way he is.
Right. Stephen Breyer?
Stephen Breyer was actually our circuit justice for a couple years. What happens is the chief justice of the Supreme Court selects where the Supreme Court members are going to be circuit justices, and I'm sure they give him some input. So when the First Circuit opened up, which is where Breyer was from, when he sat on the Court of Appeals, the chief moved him from our circuit to that circuit. Ginsburg was only our circuit justice 1 year, and the Second Circuit opened up. So he moved her to the Second Circuit, and she actually had so much fun out here, she asked if she could have two circuits, because a couple of them do, and he said, no, the Second Circuit will keep you busy.
Mm-hmm. And the Second Circuit is?
New York, which is where she was on the Court of Appeals.
He served 25 years at this point. Then Judge Roberts has served 14. He came on much later. Did you have any?
I've met him at judicial conferences, and that's pretty much it.
Samuel Alito served 13 years.
He came to one of our judicial conferences. It's a tradition in our circuit, probably others too, that the circuit justice who's assigned often brings one of the other justices to our judicial conferences, and typically after they've been put on the court. So Alito came 1 year after he became a Supreme Court justice. Gorsuch was there last time, and I suspect that Kavanaugh will be brought. I don't know for sure. Our current circuit justice is Justice Sotomayor.
Sonia Sotomayor has served 10 years, and you mentioned earlier you had a phone call with her, so you're in communication a fair amount with her?
Not a fair amount, just when something's up.
Elena Kagan served 9 years.
I've met her at judicial conferences, and she actually came and talked. I think she and Gorsuch were friendly in some connection, and he brought her out here before he went on the court. He brought her out here, and she came to one of our judicial conferences.
Neil Gorsuch has served 2 years, 9 months.
Was my colleague, 10th Circuit for 10 years.
So obviously you enjoyed that relationship.
Yeah.
And then Brett Kavanaugh, the most recent, has served 1 year, 3 months.
I have not met.
So for those who listen back, that's our current lineup of the justices. As I read them, you probably said, as some people will say, wouldn't want to be you. But I'm glad you're doing it, right?
Yes.
How about Sandra Day O'Connor? Were you around her much?
Actually, yes, because she and Robert Henry became good buddies. They were on a committee somewhere. I think it was International Committee. So he had her out here. She had come to several our judicial conferences at his behest. She was the chief at one point.
Yes, and she was the first female on the Supreme Court.
Yes.